through interviews and people just like writing reviews of records, and everyone uses those words like she makes guttural sounds or hiccups or yelps, and you know, all the ways that people try to describe it. And I'm like, really? I do that?
What's quirky and unique to some is natural and normal to the artist. From Russia to the Bronx, the voice of Regina Spektor has roots on multiple shores and looks to grow further with new songs. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Although she'd already shared stages with Keane and the Strokes, Regina Spektor was one of those lifelong overnight success stories a few years back when the song Fidelity put her face and voice seemingly everywhere. The whimsy and heartache of her songwriting jumped right off the record, but it was the production of the album, Begin to Hope, that marked a big shift in her sound. Regina talked with host Alisa Ali about a few of those changes and shared a mix of new and old material during a solo set at FUV. That was the easy part. Finding music as a kid in Russia was another story.
In Russia, most like whatever rock and roll, to put it crudely, it wasn't really allowed. It wasn't available. And so there was a big tape trading going on, like people would borrow and make copies, and it wasn't the idea of pirating. It was the idea of the desire and the love of music and people sharing and making copies for themselves and their friends. So people had all kinds of crazy combinations of things. Like we had all this weird 80s pop from Italy, though. So I know all this like Italian 80s pop music. And like I know Queen, and we had Moody Blues, and we had the Beatles, obviously. That was the biggest, the crown jewel of the collection was the Beatles. I used to sing them phonetically with a British accent. And it took me a while to, like, once I learned English, it almost was like one of those blurry pictures that somebody, like, you know, puts into focus. And I suddenly understood all these words of songs I'd been singing since I was really little.
Summer in the city, I'm so lonely, lonely, lonely. I've been hallucinating you, babe, at the backs of other women. And I tap them on a shoulder, and they turn around smiling, but there's no recognition in their eyes. Oh, summer in this city means cleavage, cleavage, cleavage. And don't get me wrong, dear, in general I think I'm doing quite fine. Just when it's summer in this city and you are long gone from this city, I start to miss you, baby, sometimes.
I know that the early stages when you were recording, you had, you know, just done a ton of stuff in such a short amount of time. Talk about, you know, the difference between like the first time you made an album and like now when you're making it.
I mean, everything has its pluses and its minuses, and that's just how it is. And it's sort of comforting because you know that you're not ever just trading up or trading down. There's always that little balance there. And so, for example, my early stuff, I had no time and I had no money. So I just go in on a favor and just play as many songs as I possibly could and get them recorded so that they would exist somewhere before I forgot them all. And now I have in some ways more time and in other ways a lot less time. When you know, it's like a big, huge robot which has to walk slower as opposed to like a little mouse that could just scurry around. And so, you know, it's like definitely some of it is good and some of it is, you know, harder. But hopefully, you know, this record will be really cool in a new way because I've been learning so much more about arranging and orchestrating that I'm really excited to continue going down that path.
You step on all my parts and then you walk right out the door. And I know that your love ain't never coming back no more. Time is all around except inside my clock. Everybody's waiting for their lover to unlock. Leaves become most beautiful when they're about to die. When they're about to fall from trees. When they're about to dry.
That's Time Is All Around, live music from Regina Spektor, recorded in FUV Studio A. The complete session is one of many exclusive interviews you'll find in the audio archives at WFUV.org.